listeners will no doubt be puzzled at Seagoon's terror on seeing a pair of burnt-out trouser seats. To find the explanation, I will insert another colored lantern slide which shows the good people of Ninfield assembled in the Corn Exchange.
Gentlemen, Lord Seagoon is right in calling this meeting.
Well said,
Apothecary of Ninfield, I have been studying the humors of the trousers for many years. And I can tell you that the two gentlemen staying at Lord Seagoon's house are clear cases of the dreaded Nadja plague.
Citizens of Ninfield, I must warn you, beware the moment the seat of your trousers start to burn. Then you've got it.
Oh, tell me, sir, how can we avoid catching this dreaded malady?
There is no cure, Jim, but there is a preventative measure.
Oh.
Uh-huh. As the disease only strikes the seat of the trousers, it is best that we desist from wearing any.
Oh, heroes and horrors. But wouldn't it not be unwise for the men of Ninfield to walk abroad without their nether garments? Remember, there's a hard frost in the mornings.
He's right. We can't risk damage to our crops.
Is a lot of rubbish. Nudges? I've never heard of it. It's all fish and vinegar, do you hear? Can you smell? Oh, me pretty girl!
Run for your lives! The Nudges!
Dear viewers, as you'll observe on this lantern slide, Lord Bloodnock had indeed been stricken by the Nadgers. Now, here on the next slide, you see the men of the village filing past Dr. Crun to have the seats of their trousers removed.
Oh, mind how you go, Dr. Crun.
I'm sorry. Next, please. Your name, sir?
Max Geldray, English gentleman.